You're listening to Arch City Radio Hour on St. Louis Public Radio's The Gateway, 90.7, KWMU2. I'm Nick Garcia. Our first in-studio interview and performance on our program is with Beth Bambara. Beth has been in the St. Louis music scene for a while now, playing with the band Old Lights and with Cassie Morgan, as well as her own band. Earlier this year, she and banjo player Carl Eggers recently toured across country, taking her own brand of folk music out on the road. We talked about where this musical journey all started, and this is what she had to say.
I started playing piano when I was in about fourth grade, and then picked up the guitar a few years later. And then when I picked up guitar is kind of when I started experimenting with writing my own songs. Probably I was about 15.
Did you have any early influences?
Probably when I was 15, 16, I was listening to a lot of punk music, The Clash, I don't know. Yeah, stuff that you wouldn't think that if you listened to what I'm writing now.
I can totally hear the Clash influence,
oh,
actually.
Yeah?
Now, my dear friend Jackie Brown at St. Louis Curio Shop told me to listen to your record, Wish I Were You.
Oh, I love Jackie. She's great.
It was love at first listen. It's a really great record.
Thank you.
Don't You Know is one of my personal favorite songs on the record, and I think you're here to play a few songs leading with that one.
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything about that song?
I will say, writing songs, when I started, I didn't think about it. Just kind of came out. And then with this, I thought, you know, I haven't really ever written kind of a straight up simple, you know, love song. And so then that's what I set out to do. And I think it was somewhat successful.
This is Don't You Know by Beth Bambara.
Don't you know I love you like the flowers love the rain? We'll keep these roots strong till the end. Baby, don't you know I love you? When everything else fades, your love, it will keep my way. Your love, it will keep my way. When we were younger still, all the hope we spilled was blinding. Please limp along with me. We will remedy, we will find it.
That was Don't You Know by Beth Bambara, performing live in the St. Louis Public Radio studios. This is Arch City Radio Hour on The Gateway, 90.7, KWMU2. I know you were featured on the Chevy Music Showcase as one of their featured artists.
Mm-hmm.
How many artists do they actually have for that each season?
Each season they pick 12 bands to be a part of it.
I know you're a finalist for The Van, along with Tucker Booth and Jeff Koch,
mm-hmm.
Bottoms Up Blues Gang.
Yep.
It's very exciting. I saw you on TV. Has that exposure helped you guys out at all with maybe show attendance?
Yeah, I'd say that I've definitely noticed more people, you know, becoming interested. But the most interesting thing I've noticed is, for example, earlier this week, I stepped out of my house to get in my car and the mailman was delivering mail on my street. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, I just saw you on TV." So, I mean, I guess that's something.
That's when you know you've made it, when the mailman knows who you are.
Yeah, I even had the auto mechanic that works on my car. He called me one weekend. He called me just to say that he saw me on TV, and he thought that was really cool.
It is really cool. Okay, up next is Can't Win by Beth Bombara. Did you want to say anything about that song?
Only that it's a pretty self-explanatory song. Some days you just can't win.
Can't win.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I wish I were you, you and me. Oh, you'd be writing songs all day, and I'm working at the factory, but it's hard to make a decent living when you're working for yourself. Come home tired and we're bleeding, spent their energy working for someone else. Some days we just can't win, or stuck in this cycle, spinning, spinning. Can't break out, can't break in. Oh, some days you just can't win. Oh, they say wisdom comes with age, but you should know.
That was Can't Win by Beth Bombara. You're listening to Arch City Radio Hour on KWMU2, The Gateway. Your band, Old Lights, they played Lou Fest in 2011. It was a very cool show, but I heard there were some minor technical difficulties.
Ah, so you were there at the show?
I was, actually,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it was a very fun show, but yeah, some of the guitars were giving us trouble. Strings breaking, things being in weird tune. It's just something you don't really want to happen when you're playing a big stage like that. But I think overall we had a great time. It was fun.
I couldn't tell anything.
Well, that's great.
Rock and roll, I mean, out of tune is okay sometimes.
Yeah.
Where did the name Old Lights come from?
I'll tell you what I know about it. I don't know everything, but I do know that Kristen Dennis from the band Knee, she picked that band name and she wanted to have a band named that. And then she just kind of told David that he could use it for any band that he was going to start. So,
does it mean anything to you?
I think that it has some meaning, maybe old stars that have already burned out and you can still see their light, but they don't exist.
What was it like recording with Jason Hutto for Tower Groove Records, Volume 1?
It was a fun experience. We had to do everything pretty quick. We just had a couple hours to go in and set up everything live, which I don't think I've done a live studio recording with the band members that we had there, so that was a new thing. Yeah, it was fun.
Up next is All Along by Beth Bombara on Arch City Radio Hour.
One, two, three, four. clean, you're journeying afar. What your fortune brings, you found it so far. Through darkened days, forgetting who you are.
That was All Along by Beth Bambara, performing live in St. Louis Public Radio Studios. You can also hear that on the Tower Groove Records Sampler Volume 1. Do you guys have any favorite St. Louis bands that we should check out?
There's a band that I like a lot called Magic City. Their drummer is phenomenal, and I think he was just named Best Drummer of St. Louis for this year in maybe the RFT or something like that.
That's very cool. They're also on Tower Groove Records.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is Mountain Sun. It's a new song by Beth Bambara. Is there a story there behind that one?
It's kind of one that the melody just came to me and I didn't really know what it was going to be about. Sometimes it happens. I start writing a song and I don't really know what it's about until it's finished. Or, you know, maybe even then I don't really know exactly what it's about. But, you know, there's some probably underlying meaning that I haven't figured out yet.
Nick Garcia with Arch City Radio Hour. One more from Beth Bambara and her band. This is a new song called Mountain Sun.
Can you feel morning sun? It's gonna tell you where to run. It feels good to be alive. And it feels good to be alive. I found the light in this dark and weary night. A flicker in the shadows, we can barely breathe. I found the light in this dark and weary night. stare into my eyes. Tell me everything that you hope and dream to have and hold before you die. Shadows we could barely breathe. I found the light in this dark and weary night. It keeps calling out to me. It keeps calling out to me. We turn.
That was Mountain Sun by Beth Bambara. All right, thanks a lot for coming in, guys. Beth, Carl, JJ, good having you in.
Thanks.